This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden visited a Chicago-area company Thursday to continue his push for vaccine mandates in an effort to force the roughly 67 million unvaccinated American adults to roll up their sleeves. Speaking at Clayco, a large building firm set to announce a new vaccinate or test requirement for his workforce, Biden said his vaccine requirements are working. The president cited several companies, including United Airlines, Raytheon, and even Fox News, that require workers to be vaccinated. He urged all those who have not gotten their shot to be vaccinated to protect themselves and their families, to help end the pandemic, and to keep the United States economically healthy. In the coming weeks, more than 100 million Americans will be subject to vaccine requirements ordered by Biden. Johns Hopkins University says nearly 709,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 since last year. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that COVID-19 vaccination efforts in developed countries could fall apart without a better global distribution of vaccines. Speaking at a World Health Organization news conference in Geneva, Guterres said vaccine-resistant variants could emerge if the virus is not stopped in the developing world.
Not to have equitable distribution of vaccines is not only a question of being immoral. It is also a question of being stupid.
Also in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the launch of a strategy to achieve global COVID-19 vaccination by the middle of next year. The WHO is aiming for 40% of the population of every country to be vaccinated by the end of this year and 70% by the middle of 2022. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says it's creating a top-level working group on China, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls China the most important geopolitical threat of the 21st century. Now the agency is creating a China Mission Center, part of a broad government effort focused on countering Beijing's influence. The Biden administration has warned of what it describes as rising Chinese aggression on a range of security and economic issues. At the same time, it sought common ground with Beijing on issues like climate change and North Korea. The CIA says it will ramp up efforts to recruit Chinese speakers. It's also creating a mission center focusing on emerging technologies in global issues such as climate change and global health. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.1 on the Richter scale jolted Tokyo and surrounding areas late Thursday, stopping train lines and causing sporadic power cuts, but there were no reports of major damage. The quake had an epicenter in Chiba Prefecture to the east of the capital city, Tokyo. Earthquakes are common in Japan, one of the world's most seismically active areas. The country accounts for about 20% of the world's tremors of magnitude 6 or greater. Microsoft's Digital Defense Report shows that Russia is responsible for a majority of the state-sponsored hacks that it has detected in the past year. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Microsoft says Russia accounted for 58% of the hacks, mainly targeting government agencies and think tanks in the U.S., followed by Ukraine, Britain, and European NATO members. The effectiveness of the SolarWinds hack, which mainly breaches information technology systems, boosted the success rate of Russian hacks from 21% the previous year to 32%. China, meanwhile, accounted for only 8% of the hacking attempts that Microsoft detected, but successfully broke into targeted networks 44% of the time. I'm Mike Hempen.
British-based Tanzanian writer Abdulrazak Gurnah, whose experience of crossing continents and cultures has fed his novels about the impact of migration on individuals and societies, won the Nobel Prize for Literature on Thursday. The Swedish Academy said the award was in recognition of Gurnah's uncompromising and compassionate penetration of the effects of colonialism and the fate of the refugee. Gurnah got the call from the Swedish Academy in the kitchen of his home in southeast England and initially thought it was a prank. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote,